Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I'm good.
Hey, how you doing, sir? My name is Steve, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey, and I'm trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple questions for the survey.
Okay.
Okay, perfect, sir. And all right, today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinion are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Let me ask you, are you registered to vote in the state of Texas?
Tell me again.
Are you registered to vote in the state of Texas?
Oh, yeah.
All right, perfect. Then let me see. So next question, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
I'm Democrat.
All right, thank you, sir. In this November elections, which way are you more likely to vote for Kamala Harris as president, Colin Allred running against Ted Cruz for Texas senator, and all Democrats running for other offices in Texas, or for a mix of Democrats and some Republican candidates if they are better?
I'm going to Democrat anyway.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. Which of the following seven reasons the biggest motivator for you to cast your vote in 2024 elections and vote for Democratic candidate? So there are seven right here, seven reasons, and you can let me know which of those reasons is the best one for you to motivate you to vote for the 2024 elections and vote for a Democrat candidate. So the first one they have right here is to support public schools by stopping the diversion of taxpayers' money for private school vouchers. Second one, it says to make auto homeowners insurance more affordable. The third one, it shows to fix the electric grid to make it more reliable. The fourth one, it says to stop Texas extreme abortion bans. The fifth, to stop Texas, show me your papers, a law allowing local police to stop any vehicles or person they consider suspicious and immediately deport them to out of the country if that person does not have proof of citizenship of them. The sixth, a reason to address gun violence and mass shooting with common sense gun laws, raise age to 21. For assault weapons and restrict guns if they have mental illness histories. And the seventh, the last one, to stop Donald Trump and his MAGA followers. Well, from all those statements, which one do you think is the best, is the biggest motivator for you to vote in the 2024 elections?
I'm just go for because everything you told me now, this a good print. Because on Democrat, I think they have a good thing, because this street homeless school tax, all these issues like that, he won't fix it, you want me give you the number, what you want,
Yeah, from all those reasons, if you could choose one of those reasons for you to vote.
Yeah, because I'm go vote for school, I'm go vote for the taxes, I'm go vote gun violence too, this no good for this country.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you. And which is, so we have for the school, and so on that one we chose one, and then the second one it says, and which is the next biggest motivator? So from the same statements I read to you.
You found a little bit cut, just you can repeat again.
Oh yeah. So the ones they have right now to make auto and homeowners insurance more affordable, to fix the electric grid to make it more reliable. The third option, to stop Texas extreme abortion bans.
Yeah, I'll go vote on that too.
For the abortion?
Yeah, abortion, you know, this no good for it. Stop abortion. You know, people can die. I don't know why he can talk about this thing. You know.
All right, thank you. All right. In your opinion, so the next question is, in your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? So the first one says, so there are five things. You can let me know which one do you consider to be the worst. The first one says, requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11. The second one, fines any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of state to get a legal abortion. Third one, takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and health care decisions. The fourth one, no exceptions for when the life of the women is at risk. And the fifth one, punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison. With those statements, which one do you think is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws?
Yeah, this thing I'm supposed to think about that, you know, because I'm supposed to think about that. What good for this country, you know? What good for Texas, what no good, because
yeah, that's true. So you have to think a little bit. But if the best one, do you think that right now it comes to your mind out of those five options, which one do you think is the best? Is like is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? You know.
Abortion laws is no good.
Yeah. You know, it's legal in Texas, so that's the thing. That's why they wanna.
Yeah, this no good.
Okay, but from those five examples, which one do you think is the worst?
Yeah, what do you want to talk?
The first one, it says requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11.
What the girl, 11? What this one mean?
11 years old. As young as 11 years old. Sorry.
No, this no good. Yeah, I'm gonna vote on that. This no good.
All right, thank you, sir. And let me ask you, what is your gender?
What the gender mean to? Explain to me before I give you answer.
Oh, sorry. Are you gender? Are you a boy or girl?
I'm boy.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And can you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
65 over.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. Do you consider yourself to be either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
Latino.
Latino. All right. Thank you, sir. Do you have at least one college degree that requires 4 or more years to obtain?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, sir. And finally, mark yes or no in your rate. If you regularly use each of the followings to get news of the entertainment. So I will read some examples, and if you let me know if from these examples you get your news, like your information, like the news. So the first one is Twitter, X, TikTok or Instagram. Do you get your news from those sources?
I'm the news every day. I'm not CNN every day.
Okay, so but you don't get it from TikTok or Twitter or Instagram?
I got it from Yahoo. I got this one from TikTok too. I got from TikTok. I got this one from CNN. Yeah, I always check the news all the time. You know, my phone, or TV.
All right. And what about TV streaming like Hulu, ESPN Plus, Peacock, or Paramount?
I check all of them.
Oh, okay, okay. And the next one is Facebook.
I check all of them. Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. The next one is Facebook and Meta. Do you use Facebook to get your news information?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Next one is TV channels like Fox, Fox News, or OAN?
Fox News, AM, CNN, Channel 5, you know, I check that too. I check all of them too.
Oh, but you don't watch then Fox News, right? Fox News?
Yeah, I check it too. I use it too.
Oh, and the last one, do you use YouTube TV to get news also?
Yeah, I use YouTube too. Every morning.
Oh, okay. I do the same thing every morning.
Yeah, you should, you're not this country. You know, I'm here, I'm also more 40 something years, you know, you're supposed to check what's going on, you know, because for you, no make mistake. You understand me? I say I'm not this country more 40 years, you know, because I'm supposed to check everything what's going on, you know, for see before you make mistake, you know.
No, that's true. Sure, you got to keep yourself updated. There's a lot of news channels. But some people, you know, they like to choose, like, one specific news channel to get their news. But it's good for you to watch everything.
I check everything. I go to the gym, I check news, I'm home, I check news, I'm retired. This thing I'm doing now.
All right. All right, so then that concludes our survey. I would like to thank you for your time, sir, for answering those questions. Thank you for your opinion then. Thank you, sir, and enjoy the rest of your day. Take
anytime. Call me anytime.
All right. Thank you, sir. Take care.
Bye.